Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Job is frustrated with his advisors and tells them that he isn't any worse than them, and explains that prosperity isn't correlated to being good because evil people are sometimes prosperous. Job asks for his sins to be revealed to him. He explains at great length how God has forsaken him and how he wants God to end his life. Bildad reproves Job, telling him the sinner shall be cursed, that misfortune will befall him, his name will perish from the earth, and his dwelling will be in the darkness, with a Thomas Yorn count of 4.
Oh man, cracking up because I'm going to give you guys a second, see if you get the joke. Okay, just wait. Pause the tape until you get the joke. And then, and we're back. Harley just said, just use the same previously on. And it's exactly the same. Like, it wouldn't have even mattered. I could have not told you that, and there's no effing way you guys would know that Harley was, that it was a repeat. There's no way. You guys would not know. I refuse to believe anyone could know. I couldn't. I'm laughing more because just imagine if I had Harley back for Chronicles or something, or Second Chronicles, I could have played just the same like sentence of just like, oh, we hear a bunch of crap we already heard, and then that'd be it. And then it could be the previously on every time. Oh man, that was funny. Okay. So as I've said, Job has disappointed a little. Not sure what I can do about that. I'll try to make it funny or something. We'll see. I know how to make things interesting. I'm going to talk about my microphone watch 2014. So microphone watch, I switched back to my third backup. Well, I guess it would be my second backup, because that new one, there's no way. It's just too much hissing. It can't be real. It's got to be a broken, defective mic. It has to be. Otherwise, I'm really worried about what else I could have wrong, because I have all new everything. And it's hissing, so I'm not going to use it. I'm using, and my second best mic, the reason I bought a new mic is my second best one has a humming. It's very different from a hiss. A hiss is, and I'm sure I don't have to explain this, but a humming, the humming in my good mic, my second best mic is like it's starting to get, it came and I thought it was broken, and then I plugged it in again one day and it wasn't there. So I thought, oh, I wonder if just something else was going on. But I think it's got to be just breaking, and it's taking a while. So I'm on mic 3, which is my worst mic, but it's still fine. It's just not, it's not like that good. It's a pretty cheap one. So that's Microphone Watch 2013. I know you guys, I know that's riveting to you guys, but we'll see if I can get the other one returned and a refund and stuff, and maybe I can turn around and buy the same mic or exchanged or whatever. So that's that. Let's see other news. If you're listening to this today, are you guys listening to this today? The same day that this releases. So if you're listening to this, like the day it released, Atheistically Speaking, is releasing an episode that is the first part of a very long interview with No Illusions from the Scathing Atheist podcast, and it's very good. It's a great podcast. I worked a ton on this episode to cut everything up just right, and because it's got a lot of little sections. So please check that out. I encourage you a lot. I think you guys are, but it's hard to tell the numbers. I don't know. It's hard to tell what's coming from what. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. And if you have, thank you. And if you do check it out, please write me a review on iTunes for Atheistically Speaking. I need them. They dried up. I don't know what happened to you guys. You stopped writing them. I really need you to write them. So, let me start. I think my mic's pointed the wrong way. As usual, I always have something stupid to adjust at the last minute. There we go. Let's get into it. Job 26. But Job answered and said, this is how it goes every time. Next, Job is going to say, as for the rest of this speech, is it not written in the Chronicles of the Jobs of Job? We're going to be like, oh, great, there's a Chronicles of the Jobs of Job that we have to read after this. Oh, there's a guy already. I was going to say, the only thing Harley needs to update is the yawn count. So maybe I'll get Maybe I'll get an audio of Harley saying like every number between 1 and, I don't know, 99. Because that's how many times I could probably yawn. And then I'll just insert and it'll be like, with a yawn count of 5. And then that's how you'll know how many yawns I had. But Job answered and said, how hast thou helped him that is without power? How savest thou the arm that hath no strength? So he's turning it back on his interlocutors, or his accusers, I guess, more accurately, because they're saying that Job must have done something wrong. And he's saying, well, you, all these things you're accusing me of, you know, what, have you done all this stuff? Have you given to charity? Done blah, blah, whatever. How hast thou counseled him that hath no wisdom? How hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is? To whom hast thou uttered words, and whose spirit came from thee? Dead things are formed under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him, and destruction hath no covering. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing. He bindeth up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not rent under them. He holdeth back the face of his throne, and spreadeth his cloud upon it. He hath compassed the waters with bounds until the day and night come to an end. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astonished at his reproof. He divideth the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smiteth through the proud. Through the proud? What does that mean? Through the proud. By his spirit he hath garnished the heavens, and his stand hath formed the crooked serpent. Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? I think he was talking about God there. I don't know. Who cares? Moreover, Job continued, that's expert analysis of the Bible. I think he was talking about God here or something, whatever. I don't know. As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment? But just to stop. It is interesting, though, how much different it is to read this book if you just assume, like, oh, the creator of the friggin' universe wrote this thing. If you just have that as your assumption, you just know that. It'd be so different. And it causes you to just read into everything like crazy, every little word, every comma, everything. But then you'd have to say, like, how do you believe that? How would you possibly believe that because of how many revisions, translations, you know, how the regular stuff, how long it took for it to be written down, just all this stuff. I can't imagine reconciling that. But if I did somehow think this was the word of God, like God just protected it, made it, you know, he ensured that through all those translations and stuff, it was done right or something. I don't know how that would work, but. Man, it's a different thing entirely because I'd just be, you know, reading every little thing like, oh, what does that mean? What does that word mean? What does that word mean? And then you get to Chronicles and you're like, oh my God, no, I can't, nothing, none of this means anything. So I tried to start a hypothetical and then I realized I can't even imagine believing this is written by God. It's unimaginable. As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty, who hath vexed my soul? All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and will not let go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he hath gained, when God taketh away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? Who's trouble? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God that which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. Behold, all ye yourselves have seen it. Why then are ye thus altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be just satisfied with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his windows and his windows shall not weep. His widows shall not weap, though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare raiment as the clay. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as a moth and as a booth that the keeper maketh. Don't know what that means. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He shall openeth his eyes, and he is not. So basically, Job's just saying now, yeah, bad people, even though they accumulate things and they have a good life, it's for nothing because someone else will get their things because they're bad and all that. The east wind carrieth him away and he departeth, and as the storm hurleth him out of his place. For God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. Job 28. Oh, we are reading through 32. That doesn't seem that long. Maybe some of these will be longer. 28. Surely there is a vein for the silver. And don't call me surely. Well, this I'm assuming Job made this joke for the first time that anyone has made it. So, the Hebrew word for, or Aramaic, or whatever, you know, whatever language, whatever that word for surely is, I hope that it's also a word that's somebody's name. It sounds like somebody's name. Because then he could make that joke. Like, surely there's the vein for the silver. And don't call me Shirley. And then everyone would have laughed. They'd been like, okay, things aren't all bad. You know, sure, I have boils and all my family's dead. But that was a killer joke, guys. You got to admit. It was like, you know, like I was calling you Shirley or you were calling me Shirley, you know. You know, and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness, and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot. They are dried up, and they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as if it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it hath dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock, and he overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral of... Oh, yeah, okay, we get it. You can't buy it. God, do I have to hear him say, like, okay, it can't be gotten for gold. That's it. That's done. Gold can't buy this thing. And then someone will say, like, well, what about, you know, what about silver? Okay, gold and silver. Gold and silver can't buy this thing. And then he has to go on, like, every form of currency that's thus known to mankind. Coral, crystal, onyx, sapphire. It's like, yeah, okay, I assume if you have gold, you could do some sort of exchange for some sapphire and try sapphire. So when you say gold can't buy it, I'm just going to assume that means nothing can buy it. Like, you can't possibly buy it. Okay? And then you can stop writing. And save some, you know, hand cramps from writing. For the price of wisdom is above rubies. And he's just saying, all he's saying is that no one can buy any method of being able to contact God or knowing where he is or how to appeal to him. No one knows. And it doesn't matter how much, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Oh, guess what, guys? The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it. Neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence cometh then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make the weight for the winds, and he weigheth the waters by measure. Then he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder. Then he did see it, and declare it, and he prepared it, yea, and searched it out. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. All right, yeah, whatever. I think he was talking about God or something. Hey, yeah, some God-related thing or whatever. Who cares? Job 29. No, I told you what he was talking about. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, and they were all about me, when I washed my steps with butter. What? Okay, that's a little weird. You washed your steps with butter. Like, does he mean steps like footsteps, or does he mean like steps, like stairs? Either way, that doesn't sound, I don't know what that means. And the rock poured me out rivers of oil. So he's just saying he had a lot of butter, I guess, but I washed my steps with butter. Like every step you'd like take a bite of butter, or he like soaked his feet in butter. I don't know. Anyway, this guy had an unhealthy relationship with butter. Maybe that's why God saw fit to let the devil do whatever he wanted. When I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. Oh, street! Exclamation point. So he was just saying like, I wish I, you know, back then when everything was good. He's just saying that. I hope I'm not talking to the wrong side of this mic. Am I? Check, check, check. Am I talking to the wrong side? This is going to be embarrassing. Okay, here's that side. Check, 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 check. No. Okay. Sorry, this is a new mic. I'm leaving this in. Okay, yeah, that's the correct side. And by new, I mean just different, obviously. Okay, sorry about that. I'm glad that I wasn't, though. It'd be funny if the whole first part of the episode was like the back side of the mic that didn't even, can barely hear it. When I was, the young men saw me and hid themselves. The aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand on their mouth. The nobles held their peace, and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. They ate peanut butter or something. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not I searched out. And I brake the jaws of the wicked, and plucked the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. Yeah, he's just saying he had a good life. That's it. That's what all of this is about. Also, there's like a cricket infestation around me now. You hear that? It's a loud noise. Just wondering if that comes through. We'll see. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear, and waited, and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth as wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance cast not down. I chose out their way, and sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. So maybe pride could have been a sin of his, just off the top of my head. I mean, he's pretty into himself. Like, he's describing his previous life in pretty great terms there. But now they that are younger than I have me in derision. Oh, great. So now, okay, this now we're going to hear the opposite of everything that was just said. So prepare for an entire chapter of the opposite of what just happened. I'm guessing. I actually don't know. Whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine they were solidarity, fleeing into the wilderness in former time desolate and waste, who cut up mallows by the bushes and juniper roots for their meat. They were driven forth upon men, among men. They cried after them as a thief, to dwell on the cliffs of the valleys and the caves of the earth and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now I am their, their song, yea, I am their byword. They abhor me, they flee far away from me, and spare not to spit in my face. Because he hath loosed my cord and afflicted me, they have also set loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path. They set forward my calamity. They have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking. So he's just saying there's some people who are like low lives, and now they, like, to them, Job's even more of a low life. So that's all this is. Each one of these chapters could probably be a sentence, and we could get on with our day. But no. Oh, my back itches in a really tough spot. Hey, could someone itch my back? Hey, one of my listeners, itch my back. Oh, God, that itches. Oh. Okay. God, don't you hate that? I need a back scratcher. All right. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters, and the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in... Oh, you got his bones pierced. That's pretty cool. Bone piercing. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. That reminds me. I gotta give my sinews more rest. I've been working my sinews too hard. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat. He hath cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. Thou art become cruel to me. With thy strong hand thou opposest thyself against me. Thou liftest me up to the wind. Thou causest me to ride upon it, and dissolvest my substance. For I know that thou wilt bring me to death, and to the house appointed for all the living. Howbeit, he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came unto me. When I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled, and I rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation. I was just trying to rhyme that. I don't know if it actually rhymed. I'm a brother to the dragons. Brother to dragons? He's like, I can't remember the character name. who's the... Because there's the mother of the dragons. And she's Daenerys Targaryen. What the hell is the guy's name? Edonis Targaryen. Edonis Draco Malfoy. I don't know. I have no idea. And a companion to owls. I was serious about that Game of Thrones thing. It's hard to remember all the character names. I know them all. I can't think of them. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burnt with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep. Well, he still has a harp and an organ. Hey, cheer up, man. You got a harp and an organ. I don't even have one of those. You know? Much less both. Just find some guy and you play a harp and organ music. I'm 31. I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. If my step hath turned out of the way... God, so now he's just saying, like, look, if I did something wrong, surely it can't be this bad of a punishment. This is too much punishment. There you go. Oh, man. Then let me sow, and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or... I like how that's a sin, like, to look out for. He's trying to think of possible sins. He's like, was I deceived by a woman? Was I tricked by some harlot into sinning? Could be. I don't know. I'm just saying if. Or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. My wife grind unto another. That grinding back then. Who knows what they have now? I guess twerking or something. Grinding used to be like the... I didn't go to stupid dances because I don't like any popular music, and that's, they just play rap. So it was like, it was very quickly, I never went to a dance at school. This is, who knows if people in other countries, how they work. But in school, in America, where I'm from anyway, in California, I'll say, we have dances where we go, you know, and it would just be rap music. And I'd think, wow, I'm just sitting here listening to a music that I detest. And so I went to like two, and I was like, this is not worth it. But anyway, grinding, I believe, was like the dirty dancing of the time. Or is that after that? I don't know. But now I was going to say grinding, so they have grinding. But now I guess it's probably 100 times worse. They probably just have sex, like just in the classroom or in the gymnasium there. That's probably, that's like, a, hey, stop that, you know, like squirt them with a water bottle or something. For this is an heinous crime. I'm not one of those like everything's getting worse and, you know, all that. But that is one thing that is accelerating. And whatever, I don't care, but I'm just guessing that that's what's happening now. For this is an heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God riseth up? And when he visiteth, what shall I answer him? Did not that he that made me in the womb make him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? I don't know what that means. And did not one fashion us in the womb? I guess maybe back then they believed that God like made babies or something. It could be. If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten any morsel myself alone, and the fatherless have not eaten thereof. For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. I think he's just saying he always donated to people, gave food to people who didn't have it or didn't have a father. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, again, this is all just to say, if I've done anything wrong, then punish me for that. But this, there's no way I did this much wrong. That's pretty much it. Then let mine arm fall off from my shoulder blade, and mine arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence, if I rejoice because my wealth was great, and because mine hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart hath been secretly enticed, or my mouth hath kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. If I rejoice at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found him, not... Right now, God has to be thinking, oh, your sin is that you just will not stop talking. How does God not just give in at this point? He's like, you know what, Satan, you win. I don't even care. I just want a stop to this. God's like, I'd rather read Chronicles and Second Chronicles than listen to Job anymore. No, that's not true. This is still slightly better than Chronicles. Slightly. If the man of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a great multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me that I kept in silence and went not out the door? Oh, that one would hear me. Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and that mine adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto him the number of my steps. As a prince would go I near unto him. If my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. That sounds good, though, cockle. The words of Job are ended. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Okay, last chapter. So these three men cease to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. So they can't convince him. He knows he's good, basically. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Well, you can't win. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited until Job had spoken because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid, and durst not shew you mine opinion. I said, days should speak. The multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in a man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me. I also will shew mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words. I gave ear to your reasons, whilst ye searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his words, lest ye should say, we have found out wisdom. God thrusteth him down, not man. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed, and they answered no more. They left off speaking. When I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still and answered no more, I said, I will answer also my part. I will shew mine opinion, for I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my Maker would soon take me away. Okay, so that's sort of a preamble, I believe. We're done for today. And he was saying that this guy was just mad that none of the three people convinced Job that he was a sinner, and Job still believes he's not. And so this guy's like, all right, my turn to talk. And I think that was a little preamble saying, like, I waited for you, you know, and gave you a chance, all this, da-da-da-da-da, and something like that. So now we're going to, next reading, we'll hear what he has to say. All right, well, that does it. Hopefully I made that a little entertaining. I don't have a lot to work with, but I'm doing my best. And so, as usual, please give me a review on iTunes. Please give Atheistically Speaking a review on iTunes and check it out, especially if you're a No Illusions fan, and who isn't? And check me out on Twitter at TNTheB. If you're feeling sympathetic to the fact that I have spent all my money in the world on equipment that doesn't work, it would be very nice if you donated to the show on either the website, there's a donate button, or on the Facebook, there's a donate button, provided you are not on mobile. It's kind of hard to find on mobile. I believe you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom of the website and it will show up. So thank you very much, and that would be very much appreciated. Oh, shout out of the day goes to, there's not really a name. OWBOW.com, which I clicked on and doesn't lead to anything. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's a joke or something, but anyway, that's who donated some money to me. Thank you very much. Very helpful. And please keep them coming. It's very, very good. Okay, thanks a lot, guys. I will see you next episode.